You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. I have a great episode for you today. Brooklyn Nelson from Broadway's Matilda and an original young Elsa from Broadway's Frozen is here. Caroline Howard, my friend and castmate from A Christmas Story, is also joining me. And we have our the show guest, Ryan Sautner, here, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. There's a lot of craziness going on in the world today. We have a pandemic that's caused way too many people to lose their lives, become extremely sick, and lose their jobs. People are getting killed because of race, skin color, religion, or political beliefs. And now for even more chaos in the world. Monkeys apparently attacked a lab worker in India and stole COVID-19 blood samples. What? I feel like we're in the middle of the next Jumanji movie. Where's The Rock when we need him the most? I bet Doug and Ben, the two astronauts who blasted off into space this weekend on SpaceX, have never been happier to leave this planet. They were like, social distancing for astronauts? Sign me up. We are out of here. Of course, it's not possible for us to be that extreme here, but while you're socially distancing, we are now on the Broadway Podcast Network, so you can download the Early Night Show podcast wherever podcasts are found. And please make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, like our videos, share them, give us lots of positive comments, or you can watch our episodes at www.theearlynightshow.com. I am cautiously optimistic that New York City may begin phase one of reopening soon. Although I know that we all need to be respectful of social distancing and wear masks, we will all hopefully be able to get back some semblance of normalcy. After all, we got a lot of living to do. There are girls just ripe for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Part of my living is getting out to see some more shows on Broadway when they reopen. My first guest has made quite a mark on Broadway, and she's only 16. I'm so happy to welcome from Matilda on Broadway in the original Broadway cast of Frozen, Brooklyn Nelson, to the Early Night Show. Hi, Brooklyn.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
I'm happy to be here.
Were any shows that you were in impacted by COVID-19?
Yes, I was supposed to be Sandy in Grease at my local high school. It was actually my first high school production, but it got canceled because of COVID, sadly.
Now, yeah. The school year is coming to an end with COVID-19 still around. It seems like summer plans are like still in the air.
Yeah. I actually was supposed to go to the Governor's School for the Arts this summer in June, but it got canceled and it's postponed to next year. So I have to go next year. So that really sucks.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Thanks. It's okay. I mean, it's at least I get to go next year, you know.
This year, actually, you turned 16 just in April, right?
Yes, I did. I got my license almost a week ago, but it was the first day that the DMV was open that I got mine, so I was really excited.
So cool. Oh, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Were you able to celebrate despite everything going on?
Yes, I was at my house, of course. I didn't go out or anything, but some of my friends drove by and said hi and said happy birthday, gave me gifts. So that was really fun, at least getting to see them.
Although I know you're in West Virginia now, you were on Broadway for a while in both Matilda and Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, like, any favorite memories from either of those shows?
So in Matilda, I remember Broadway and Bryant Park, we got to do that. And that was wonderful. We sat in this hot trailer while we were waiting to perform all day, and we played different games and stuff. That was, in Matilda, it was always us playing games, and it was just such a wonderful family. And then in Frozen, I got to do the cast recording, which was really, really, really cool. It was my first cast recording. And now I get to have a song on an original Broadway cast recording, which is really cool.
So cool. What was it like going through rehearsals for, like, a Broadway show and then eventually opening it up on Broadway?
It was extremely cool, and there was a big difference between Matilda and, like, Frozen, you know, being in the original cast in Frozen. It was, like, really cool getting to create the character and, like, work with the directors on what young Elsa was. So yeah, it was a lot of changes, but it was a lot of fun.
When New York City reopens, are there any dream parts that you hope to play?
I'd say Katie or Regina in Mean Girls, and that's the top two right now.
You would be incredible as Katie.
Oh, thank you.
Incredible. Oh, and what song will you be singing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I will be singing Stupid with Love from Mean Girls, which is a Katie song, and that's why I chose it, because it's just a cute little nerdy song, and I feel like I fit Katie so well, because I love math, and I love, like, school, but, like, I also, like, you know, I like guys, too.
Well, I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, cool.
When I was 5, I fell in love. It didn't last. He ran from me, literally ran from me. And being Kenyan, he ran fast. When I was 10, in love again, this Peace Corps guy. I waited hours inside his tent with flowers, which made him laugh, which made me cry. By 13, I gave up trying. I decided I would be a mathematician, 'cause math is real. I memorized a lot of pi, because addition and subtraction and division could never make me feel stupid with love, like I didn't get it. I didn't get it somehow. Smart with math, but stupid with love. I didn't get it. I didn't get it till now. So thank you, math, for being there to bring me joy. Like someone from TV, he's like that guy who gives out roses to those women. His clothes, his grooming, and he's a foot away from me, with swoopy hair and shiny eyes that I could swim in. He is live and in the room, and I'm stupid with love. Like I wanna get it, I wanna get it, but how? Smart.
Zero is undefined. I'm astounded and nonplussed. I am filled with calculus. Does this guy work out? He must, all sweaty at the gym. Could that image be more hot? Let me just enjoy that love. School was broke, but now it's not. 'Cause now there's him. It's all so simple. Stupid with love. But I can get it.
so much, Brooklyn. I love that song. Another song that is super fun to play is I'd Rather Be Me. So for my first sing-along with Josh, I posted a minute of I'd Rather Be Me on my TikTok, which you can react to it. Today's TikTok clip features Sophia Swade. Let's take a listen.
So your best friend screwed you over, acted nice when she not nice. Well, I have some advice, cause it's happened to me twice. Here's my secret strategy, it always works because the world doesn't end, it just feels like it does. So raise your right finger and solemnly swear, whatever they say about me, I don't care. I won't twist in knots to join your game. I'll say you make me mad. And if you treat me bad, I'll say you're bad. And if I eat alone from this moment on, that's just what I'll do. Cause I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me than be with you. I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me.
Make sure to follow me on TikTok at Josh Paterchin and sing along with Josh. React to one of my piano accompaniments, and when you post it, please make sure to include the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may be featured on our TikTok segment. I was fortunate enough to tour the U.S. in the Broadway National Tour of A Christmas Story the Musical with my next guest, the incredible Caroline Howard.
Hi, Caroline!
Hi, Josh!
It's so great to see you!
So good to see you too. I miss you.
I miss you too. How have you been staying busy during this crazy time?
Well, I've actually been crazy busy. So I'm still doing voice lessons. So I have voice lessons through Skype, which is different. But and then I also did Live from Quarantine. I think you did Live from Quarantine too with Tabletop Broadway, which was cool. And I'm not in dance class, so I've been running, which sounds boring, but, you know, it's fun, so, yeah.
I loved working with you on A Christmas Story the Musical. We were so young.
We were so little.
I was like 9 years old and you were 12, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have like a favorite memory from the tour?
Oh my gosh, I have so many. So, well, first of all, my mom couldn't be there for the first like 6 weeks. And so your mom was like totally like my mom for the first like 6 weeks, just taking pictures. And like, she made me lunch once. it was great. But I don't know. I mean, we went to so many great cities. I had the ultimate face plant. I don't know if you remember that. I was like in the school scene and we were sitting in the desks and I was like looking behind me, cheating off of another kid. And the whole desk just full on toppled over. And so I'm laying like face flat on the stage with the desk on top of me. It was great. It was great.
I remember one time, I think it was during the You'll Shoot Your Eye Out tap dance scene. And I think it's that. Yeah. Like, remember how I had this like super, super quick change? Like, I flapped off stage and I went, and like,
yeah.
But there were times like where like I wouldn't fully make it, so my foot cracked in the stage, and so I would flap and then go flying.
Oh my gosh, I do remember that. That was like the ultimate like quick change show. I remember having like 7 quick changes in Ralphie. It was crazy.
Oh yeah. I know that you're getting ready to apply to colleges. Do you have any like top colleges that you're really, really interested in?
So Josh, there are so many colleges. Literally, I'm going through and doing college research and I'm making a list, and I literally have a list of 40 schools right now that I'm looking at applying to. So I really have to narrow that down. But I mean, everyone wants to be in the top, you know, go to the top, like University of Michigan, Carnegie Mellon, Elon, you know, there's so many. But I mean, there are a lot of really good smaller programs too. So we'll see, you know, it'll be an interesting ride.
After college, do you have like any dream parts or shows that you would love to be in?
Once again, so many. I would say to fulfill my inner tap dreams, I would have to say like
something in Anything Goes or Thoroughly Modern Millie would be fantastic. I love Carousel. Julie Jordan in Carousel would be lots of fun. Or, I mean, Zoe and Dear Evan Hansen would be cool too. So, yeah.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today? And why did you choose that song?
So, I want to sing When He Sees Me from Waitress. And I chose that song kind of like I choose the rest of my songs just because I really connect with the material. So it's not necessarily to me so much about like the notes or, you know, anything like that as it is like the what it means to me and if I connect with it. So that's why I chose it.
Well, I'm excited to hear you sing it.
Thank you. Me too. I'm excited. This is cool.
I sing with real things, usually facts and figures. When information's in its place, I minimize the guessing game. Guess what? I don't like guessing games, or when I feel things before I know the feelings. How am I supposed to operate if I'm just tossed around by fate? Like on an unexpected date with a stranger who might talk too fast or ask me questions about myself before I've decided that he can ask me questions about myself. He might sit too close or call the waiter by his first name or eat Oreos, but eat the cookie before the cream. But what scares me the most is what if when he sees me, what if he doesn't like it, what if he runs the other You cannot be too careful when it comes to sharing your life. I could end up a miserable life. He could be criminal, some sort of psychopath who escaped from an institution somewhere where they don't have girls. He could have masterminded some way to find me. He could be colorblind. How untrustworthy is that? He could be less than kind. Or even worse, he could be very nice, have lovely eyes, make me laugh, come out of hiding. What do I do in that? What if when he sees me, and like many knows it, what if he opens up a door and I can close it? What happens then if when he holds me, my heart is set in motion, I'm not prepared for that, I'm scared to break and open, but still I can't help from hoping to find someone to talk to who likes the way I am, someone who when he sees me wants to again.
Thanks for being with us, Caroline. Like most of us, students from around the country were in shows rehearsing and had to stop because of the coronavirus. We are excited to feature our next guest, whose show was canceled, and give her a chance to go.
On with the show!
Ryan is a New Jersey student who didn't get to perform in his school show. I'm excited for you to meet him and hear how talented he is.
Hi, Ryan!
Hey, Josh.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Can you tell us about your show that was canceled because of COVID-19?
Yeah, so I was in a show, Beauty and the Beast. I was playing the role of Gaston over at Linden High School in New Jersey. We were about a week out before we were supposed to open, but unfortunately we got the dreaded news that we were canceled, and we were about 2 days away from tech, which hurts because we did so much work after school and on the weekends. But I'm okay with it because we did the show a few times. I'm happy with what I got, and I honestly just came away with a great experience, and I got a lot closer with all my friends.
I'm so sorry that was canceled. On top of that, senior year, right?
Yeah, it's my senior year. I'm graduating high school this year.
What are your plans for next year?
So next year, I will be attending Kane University, go Cougars, where I will be obtaining a BA in theater, where I can hopefully continue my path as an actor, or hopefully be a stagehand like my dad on Broadway.
As an actor, do you have any dream roles for shows?
Oh, if I had to go with one role that I had to do at least once in a lifetime chance, it would have to be Shrek and Shrek the Musical.
I love Shrek the Musical. I've been listening to the cast album over and over and over again when I was little.
Yeah, no, it's such a great show. I've seen it so many times on Netflix. I can't count it on my fingers anymore.
I know that it's a really, really challenging time, but has there been anything positive that's come out of all this for you?
Oh, so many positives. I've been able to do so many projects at home, and I'm also a part of a quarantined choir, which is a virtual choir, and we all, you know, sing virtually and throw videos out there, which is all done by Caitlin Holm. And we've done Waving Through a Window, we've done This Is Me, we've done Seasons of Love, and we have another video coming out soon.
That's so cool. Oh, and what song will you be singing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I will be singing Sunset Boulevard from Sunset Boulevard, and I will be singing this song today because back in February, I saw Unmasked at Paper Mill Playhouse, and after the show ended, my director came up to me, and he was like, hey, remember that song Sunset Boulevard? And I was like, yeah. He was like, you know what? I want you to learn that in 2 weeks. Come back. And I want you to perform it for Cabaret. And here I am today singing it because I just love the show so much.
Well, I think I'm ready to hear you sing it.
All right, I'm ready to sing it.
I came out here to make my name, wanted my cool, my dose of fame, wanted my parking space and hours. But after a year of wondering how, a Murphy bed, a rancid smell, looking appealing at the windows. Sunset Boulevard, twisting boulevard, secret and rich, a little scary. Sunset Boulevard, tempting boulevard, waiting there to swallow the unwary. Dreams are not enough to win a war, out here they're always even score. Smile, a rented smile, for someone's glass, kiss someone's wife, kiss someone's ass, whatever pays your wages. Sunset Boulevard, headline boulevard, getting here is only the beginning. Sunset Boulevard, jackpot boulevard, once you let you have to go on winning. I sold out, damn, I sold out, I've just been waiting for the right offer. Comfortable quarters, regular ration, 24-hour, 5-star room service. Honest, I like the lady, I can't help being touched by her folly. I'm treading water, taking the money, watching her sunset. Well, I'm a writer, LA's changed a lot over the years, since those big gold rush pioneers came in the creaky covered wagons. Far as they can go, end of the line, those dreams are yours, those dreams are mine, but if those dreams were in dragons. Sunset Boulevard, swamped with every kind of false emotion. Sunset Boulevard, brutal boulevard, just like you will wind up in the ocean. She was fast, I threw a rope, now my suit said she has hope. made this was painted isn't real. So I'll enjoy a hearty meal before tomorrow's execution. Sunset Boulevard, Ruthless Boulevard, destination for the stony hearted. Sunset Boulevard, Lethal Boulevard, everyone's forgotten how they started. Here on Sunset Boulevard.
Thank you so much, Ryan. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.theactorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can find The Early Night Show on Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to our special guests, Brooklyn Nelson, Caroline Howard, Sophia Swade, and Ryan Sautner. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin. And let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.